Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ensure your pup and heal of the starting today. It's your.
That is right. It is accept yourself and others and heal the world in a beautiful, gorgeous way just by tuning in to the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. Well, hi, everybody. You know who this is. It's your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And this is our very special once-a-week show that we do called The Messenger. And you know why we do this show is we do this to allow people that have a really special message and mission here on this earth to make some positive, loving changes, share their work with us, and share the, sometimes they have books, sometimes they may have a product, sometimes they may just have a heartfelt message that is important for us to hear. And I think today you are going to love the message that you hear today. And here is why. Is that what if you could be a human that lived in the future? What if you could look at what does that feel like? What does that sound like? What is the energy of this kind of future human? So the messenger that we have today, which is Dr. Elliot Maynard, is going to share a little bit about that and his brand new book, Brave New Mind, which we'll tell you all sorts of things about. But before we get to this amazing show that we have today, I'm so excited about it. You can probably hear the titillation in my voice because I'm just very excited about this particular interview. Sometimes I'm blessed many times to, have people here on the podcast that I know are not only making a huge difference in individual lives, but making a huge difference as a messenger in a bigger space, and that is the world and the universe. And Dr. Elliot Maynard is one of them. But before we get to that, I want to share with you a little bit about the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. I think it's important that you know how you can tune in and what kind of things that you get here at the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. So as you know, we have our once-a-week show, which is called The Messenger. And The Messenger is, again, all about hearing the kind of who's who, meaning that they've stepped out in a big way, in a loving way, and they're really trying to make a difference in this world and in our future and in the now of who we are, so in the future we can have a more beautiful life. And that is what we do on The Messenger show, and it's a once-a-week show. The other show that we do here is called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business and Mission Alive, and that is completely guided by myself. It's 15 minutes of fast, loving, down, dirty, heartfelt information to support you, to support your spiritual business, your spiritual gift, whether you are an author, a healer, whatever it is that you're doing in your life to get your message out there and to get out in a big mission. And it's 15 minutes. It's once a week. The reason it's 15 minutes is because we all live, in a very busy society at this moment. And what I'm trying to do is to help you give little things, little drops of joy into your business, into your mission, and to help you move in a beautiful flow for the rest of the week. So make sure that you sign up here at Sharpening Your Spirit podcast and become subscribed or a follower to the information here, because what you're going to find is that there's lots of neat stuff for you. So there you go. So here's the scoop. What I'd like to do is ask you to please give a few seconds to follow your heart and to just kind of breathe into this beautiful space that we're in today. Because again, today we have somebody very, very special here. And it's Dr. Elliot Maynard. And Dr. Elliot Maynard is a special, you know, doctor, are you there? Hi there.
Hi.
Hello, are you there?
How are you,
doctor?
Cindy?
I'm having a little bit of a challenge with some dogs barking in the background, which means that I want to make sure we have a really beautiful show for you and that we're getting a really good recording because we are recording the show today. And that means that I'm going to have to redo the show and have it and do it at another date, time, which could be this afternoon if you're available. But I would like to just make sure you have such a neat message, and I want to make sure that it gets across really clearly. And we have, I'm having some of my neighbor's dogs that are just, unfortunately can't control the neighbor's dogs, as you know. So can I ask, is there a time that you could do this maybe at 1 or 2 my time today? Or is
one
there another
would be fine.
Day? I apologize greatly. I so apologize.
Yeah. 1 would be fine. How's that?
Okay. And so 1 o'clock my time is 2 o'clock your time.
Let's see. I'm just past 11 here.
Okay,
what is your time?
Oh, I'm at 11:06. So we're at
okay,
the same
so
time.
It'll be the same times. Yeah, Arizona doesn't change. And Pavel hasn't quite got that figured out. It's strange, but that's part of the deal.
Okay, he did confuse me a little bit.
Yeah.
I apologize greatly. Let's go ahead and do it. I have another something coming up at 12 o'clock, and I just don't want to, you know, cut this particular time with you short. So if we could do 1 o'clock, that would
good.
Be absolutely perfect. And I apologize, but, it's important to get a good recording. So let's go ahead and you can call back in just a few minutes to 1.
Okay, we'll do. We'll see you then, Cindy.
Thank you, Elliot. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.